pray up. So I'm certain that somebody's already prayed. And if you want to come and pray, the altar's open.
You just follow your heart this morning. And I know God will bless you for it. He's already blessed us, Brother Ron, just to be here and to feel the presence of His Holy Spirit. I'm glad we have people that know that you and I don't control the service, but God does today. And you pray for us. In the book of Psalms is where we'll be reading from this morning. And this message goes right along with some of the prayer requests and the testimonies that we've heard today. And we just ask that you pray for the word, that God will just take it and send it to each and every heart that has need of it for this day. And I know if we'll pray hard, God will just take His word and multiply it and give us all that we stand in need of. In 42nd chapter of the book of Psalms, if you found it and like to stand for the reading of God's word, go with us if you would down today. In the third verse, start reading there, reading through the end of this chapter this morning. He says in the third verse, "My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day." And then listen to what he says in verse 5. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul was cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hermonites and the hill Mazar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All the waves and billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God?" In verse 11, he says again, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." And stop reading over verse 11. You can be seated in the house of the Lord. From this reading today, the Lord has laid it upon us, our hearts, that if you read this and you see that twice in this chapter, David said, he said that his soul was disquieted within him. That word means that it was anxious, it was uneasy, it was restless. He was dissatisfied. David was in trouble, if I could put it like that. His rest had gone for him. And I want to bring to you a message entitled today, "Restless When We Should Be at Rest." Restless when we should be at rest. David had looked all around him. In the 41st chapter, it reads about all the troubles that he was facing, about all the things that the enemy had brought against him. And even in chapter 43, he says almost the same thing as he said there in verse 11 of chapter 42 about his soul being disquieted within him. Sometimes when life throws so much at us, it's easy for us to get restless. It's easy for us to get cast down. It's easy for us to get uneasy or dissatisfied. And David was no different than you and I. We look at David as a great man of God. Amen. Right. He knew the Lord, and he had a close relationship with God. But yet, when things come against him in life, he was still disquieted. He was restless. When the things of life come against him and just bore upon him, and his enemies, as he says in chapter 41, he says that his enemies and his troubles that he saw were so great that his soul became restless. In chapter 41, he says there in the first part of verse 4, he says he had troubles because he had sinned against God. And folks, we will never find rest in our life until we get things patched up with God. Amen. Yeah. In order for us to have rest that God wants us to have, and this goes for the lost and the saved alike today, any of us that have sinned, it takes us asking God to forgive us of our sins so that rest can come back into our lives. The trouble that we're facing, sometimes the Bible teaches us that the trouble that we face is because we brought it upon ourselves, because we sinned against God. We went against our first love and we allowed the enemy to come in. And folks, I don't believe that sometimes he just camps out at our house. But some of us feel like sometimes the devil has just moved into our house because of so much trouble that we have faced. And as I heard all the prayer requests here on Wednesday night and again today, the Lord took this word, put this word up on my heart that no matter what it is that's got us restless, we serve a God that's able to restore our rest back to us if we will go to Him and say, Lord, I need You to come and to help me in this hour. David realized that not only was he sinned against God, but even his health had gotten in trouble because he said that his enemies prayed that some great sickness would come upon him. Folks, the devil doesn't like it when God is blessing us. And he and his followers will try in everything they can do to try to bring harm to us. He even says in that 41st chapter that even sometimes a trusted friend will betray us. And he says that if an enemy betrays us, we expect it. But if a trusted brother or sister betrays us, it breaks our heart. Amen. David had a lot of problems in his life. And you and I have a lot of problems in our lives. There's not a one of us that don't have problems today that we face each and every day. But David said, but even in the depths of my unrest, I remember his word. Because he said in verse 4 that he pours out his soul unto God. And folks, this is the word that I want us to have today. Even in the midst of the trouble, even in the midst of the problems we face, David said, I know that I shall have joy and praise back in my heart when I go to the house of the Lord. Because it doesn't matter what we faced yesterday. And help me preach for a few minutes of time. It doesn't matter what we faced this past week and the bad news, Debbie, that we heard about your mother on Wednesday night. There's always going to be bad news. There's always going to be trouble. But the Bible says and teaches us, as I hear the preacher from years gone by to say it like this, trouble won't last always because God is still on His throne. And even in the midst of our troubles, when we become restless, if we will just draw nigh to God, does anybody remember when trouble come in your life and you was like David and you couldn't find rest? You was tossed to and fro because of all the things that was going on in your life. But then you remember that you had more than what the enemy told you. Then your problems wasn't as big as the enemy measured them up to be. But we remembered the hope that we have in God. Sometimes I've said it like this, if I can just get to where God is at. Anybody ever felt on Thursday or Friday, if only I can make it till I get back to the house of God, where my brothers and sisters are at. I know that the enemy can be quieted for a spell of time that I can draw nigh to God and I can sing a song that give Him praise and worship. David said it like this, I know His word, and even in the night hours when my rest has gone from me, and I've done this myself, brothers and sisters, and I know some of you have, that even when my rest is gone and I'm restless, the Lord will lay a song upon my heart. Anybody ever sung to yourself in the midnight hour when there was nobody else around? Nobody else knew what was upon your heart and all the heaviness that you had. But when you began to sing your song that God laid upon your heart, it seemed like that restlessness had to flee from you, Brother Kenny. And God brought rest. And I'm not talking about sleep, and sometimes it is sleep, but sometimes in a waking hour, I'm just as restless as I can be. But then when I call upon Jehovah, and when I call upon Him, you know what He's able to do for just a space of time? He's able to cast away all those concerns that I have. How is this one going to be made whole? And how is this family going to be helped? And how is our church going to grow? And how are we going to see God move into it? And how are we going to see, and I just got to preach my heart to you this morning, how are we going to see that one that has never professed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? Lord, will we ever see them walk down the aisle and give their life to You? But then I remember there was moms and dads that prayed those same prayers for you and I. But in the process of time, God spoke to our hearts and we stepped out faith believing. The best thing I ever did do was when I stepped out and accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, because all that restlessness was taken care of with a dose of salvation. Casey said it like this morning, and Wayne and Billy said it also, that they've been sick and the doctor gave them some medicine and they got better. Folks, there is no better medicine for a soul that is restless than to hear a word from God that comes down from heaven above, filled with the holy power of the Holy Spirit. Some people think you got to have a message. I'm glad that David, just like us today, if we remember whose we are, we can go to God in our restlessness and say, Lord, I need a word from You today. Sister Carlene, He's able to speak to our friends. Sister Villa, He's able to speak to your friends. He's able to speak to that mom and dad that's down there in Somerset whose heart is broken, that buried their daughter on Thursday of this past week. He's able to take care of Sister Violet's family. All of us today together. How many of you have got restlessness in your life? And you know it's because the devil has brought it upon you. Some of us worry about the children and the grandchildren. We worry about our loved ones that are lost and in sin. We worry about the economic times that we're in. And we worry about how are we going to make it. But I hear the patriarch of old say it like this: I have been young and now I am old. Now this is Roger paraphrasing, but I've never seen God forsake His people. He's always been there, even in the midst of trouble with the children of Israel. And I feel the preacher this morning, Larry Jones, even when the children of Israel said, I'm going to hang my harp up in a willow tree and I'm not going to sing anymore because our souls are restless. We're down here in a foreign land. We're prisoners and we're locked up. But can you see them when they thought they would sing no more? Somebody got their harp down and they began to sing a song unto God. And even in the midst of being in prison, there came a revival that broke out. God moved in the midst, and those souls that was restless, God gave them rest for a space of time. David said, in the midst of all my problems, even in the midst of bad health. And folks, we've got folks that's in bad health this morning. And I know that this message is going further than just us. But we know that folks that are in bad health, there's coming a day that we're all going to have to leave here. Amen? Amen. And I know that day may be today, it may come tomorrow. I don't know when my time's coming, Billy, but I know this. There's a day appointed that I'm going to have to say goodbye to my church and to my family. Yeah. But one thing about it, yes, I am restless about having to leave my church and my family, but I am not restless about what waits for me over across the great divide, because I know that I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I know that I'm going to a land where I'll never be restless anymore, but I'm going to a place where there's joy, 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 unspeakable joy, because God is there and all of His children. And folks, the Bible says it like this, and I'm trying not to be too long with it this morning, but the Bible says it like this, that God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Kenny, we will never be restless over there, but can you imagine sitting down at the throne of God and just sitting there and adoring Him and praising Him? People say, well, why would you want to do that for all eternity? Let me tell you where He brought me from. He brought me out of the pits of hell and destruction. He delivered my soul, set my feet upon a solid rock, and established my goals. He gave me rest in a restless world today. Amen. Yeah. And because of that, I have hope. Yeah.
that there's nothing that God can't take care of today. David said, in the midst of all my troubles, my soul was disquieted. I was restless in myself. When I hear all the things that's going on, I worry about these folks that you request prayer for. It's not just that I hear it on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and then I just pitch it aside. But I'm glad God allows us to carry those burdens with them. Folks, let me tell you what the old-time preachers and church members used to pray for and would stand up and testify. They would testify like this: I prayed for God to give me a burden. He gave me a burden. My sleep has fled from me. I can't seem to find a place where I'm happy. But you know what? They praised God that they was worthy to be able to carry a burden for some lost soul out there in sin, and for some family that was in trouble, for some home that was in trouble, for some brother or sister that was in trouble. That's why I believe that Paul said it like this. He said, if we see a brother or a sister fail, he said, let them that are spiritual pray for them and restore them back to God. You know what? We're not going to have an invitation today, but whenever the time comes, and I shouldn't say it like that, God has already given the invitation. Can't you feel the drawing power of the Holy Ghost today? Some of you that got your souls disquieted within you that you can't seem to find. I go to work and some days I can't even focus on the job because I've got so much that's going through my mind. And sometimes I have to pray, God, would you just give me a peace for just a few minutes of time? Next thing I know, it's quitting time. And by the time I get back to the car, my mind is filled with all those burdens again. People say, Roger, you're strange today, but this is the truth and God knows it. I'm glad that He allows my soul to be restless, worried about you and your people. There's some of you here this morning that has never professed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You got family, you got friends, you got a church today. If you've got nobody else, there is a God in heaven that is disquieted about your soul because He knows that very soon you're going to leave here. But folks, if only you could get to an altar of God. I feel like preaching this morning for a few minutes of time. I feel like mentioning that woman from the Word of God we made mention of last Sunday, I believe it was. That little handmaid down there that was a prisoner to the captain of the host of Syria. You know what? When she found out that her boss was disquieted, she found out that her husband, her boss's husband was disquieted. You know what she said? She didn't say there's no hope for you. She said, I wish you could get to the prophet back in my homeland because I know that he could take care of you. Can I preach this morning? I wish, my prayer is that you get to God today because I don't have to think about it. I don't have to hope about it. But church, how many of you know today, if they just get to God, God can fix the problems in your life. He can save your dying soul and give you hope of life eternal in heaven above. With all that we go through. Oh, I got to slow down a minute, Sharon. With all that we go through. I thought about all these prayer requests. And then Brother Eli made mention of that mother this morning. Moms and dads should not have to bury their children. My heart has been broken for that family that we made mention of, for close friends of ours. And then he made mention of this, and I know Kenny and Della, you know what I'm talking about, and Barb and some of you others and know what I'm talking about. How many of you have buried children this morning? Just raise your hands if you would. And folks, let me tell you, it ought not be this way. But folks, we're going to a land where we'll never have to attend another funeral service. We're going to a land where our souls won't be restless, worried. If I'd done this or if I'd done that, things would have been different. Folks, we're going to a land where we'll never be restless, worried. Sister Villa, if I raised them a little different on this side, maybe the middle of their life would be a little different right now. But folks, even in the midst of the trouble that David had gone through, he said, Lord, first of all, let me repent of my sins. And then second of all, with all of the restlessness that's in my life, I'm going to go to the house of God with my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to sing a song in spite of the trouble that I'm in. I'm going to praise God today. You know what? When you're going through good times, it's not the time just to praise God, but in the midst of your trouble, you know what you need to do? Lift up a hand to God and say, Lord, I praise you today. In spite of what the devil's trying to do, I'm going to praise you because I know you can fix it all today. People say, Oh, Pastor, you've got it all wrapped up in the Lord. And Larry Jones, I say amen, amen. If God can't take the drink from the alcoholic, if God can't take the dope out of their needles, if God can't take the home that's in disarray and put it back together, if God can't restore your health and help you, if God can't help your financial problems, then there's no hope at all. But let me preach to you this morning. I have been in many of those situations and I'm here to testify today. Not only did God take care of it, but He took away the desires, and He will give you a better hope of tomorrow than what you had yesterday. Amen. God can do it this morning. Can I get back to the lost for just a minute? Folks, there are people that are lost. And God laid it upon my heart, so I got to preach it today. God gives people that are lost a hope based upon what they see in brothers and sisters in the church. There are people that are lost that came and prayed for themselves. But you know what they're counting on? They're counting on a brother or sister in the church to take their names before God. In the midst of their restlessness, they're saying, Jim, would you take God before your prayers? Call upon Him and ask Him to help me. Rob, for those that have got such deep trouble that they just don't know where to go to, you know what they end up doing? They end up finding a brother or sister that they know that they have confidence, that knows God, and they trust in you to help them with their restlessness. Folks, we got a world of people outside of these four walls that are in trouble. And yes, the Bible says that we're supposed to take the gospel to all the world. But folks, let me narrow it down to this house this morning. There's enough trouble in this house today. And I didn't come to throw any stones to you this morning. I come to preach the gospel. There's enough trouble in the four walls of this church this morning with our people that are away from God. And for some of you today that are here that are lost and undone, that you just can't seem to ever find that rest that you're looking for. Let me advise you the best thing that you can do right now at this hour. And Rob, come and get a song of invitation. The Lord moved in my heart and I want to do this right now real quickly. We don't need to pause another minute. We just need to follow God. And what we need to do right now is that there are folks that are restless. And you might say, well, I just went to the altar the other day. It doesn't matter. This altar is here to be used whenever God lays it upon your heart. We ought to wear the carpet out, getting to where God can give us hope and take away the restlessness that's in our life. Folks, we've got too complacent and too happy where we're at. We need to remember what David said. He was a great king, and even in the midst of being a king, he said, I know that, and I'm just going to paraphrase what Naaman said about David. David said, I could say unto this man, go, and he would go, and I say unto another to come, and he would come. But he said, when I'm restless with the Lord, no man can go before God on my behalf. Amen. I have to go before God myself and say, Lord, I am restless. I'm in a terrible, terrible state right now, and I need help. You know where our help comes from? It's not from the government. It's not from the state. It's not from the pastor or the deacons. But just a little talk with Jesus makes everything so much better this morning. While we stand there, they sing a song of invitation. I'm going to ask mom and dads to come that are restless. I'm going to ask sons and daughters to come that are restless. But most of all, I'm asking you that are lost and undone without God, you ought to take that step this morning and ask God to help you, because you will not find what it is you're looking for until you get to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Come quickly this morning. Take that step. No matter what it is that you're facing, no matter what has got you disquieted today, just follow your heart and come to God and say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, with all that I'm facing. Most of all, that I'm lost and undone without you. Would you come and ask God to save your dying soul? Or maybe today you've already been saved, but you never told anybody about it. I ask you, would you come? Come and ask God to save you if you're lost. Come and proclaim Him as the Lord of your life if you've never done that. Just follow your heart. That's all that God asks. What has got you restless when God wants you to have rest? Lord, I'm coming home. While they pause for just a minute, let me go back to the 41st chapter. David said it like this. He said, "But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I might requite them." If I could put that in our common language today, David's saying, "Lord, would you help me that I might be able to shut up the enemy that's come against me, that I might be able to put him in quiet." He said, "But I know that thou hast favored me, because mine enemy did not triumph over me." See, the devil could only do so much to you. Sister, Tara and I was talking on Wednesday night about Job. The Lord only allowed the enemy to do so much to Job. Only so much can you do to this man. You can take all that he's got, but you cannot touch his soul. See, David said, "I know, Lord, the enemy can do a lot, but you can do more. Watch over me." And he said, if I can go on, because he said, "Because mine enemy does not triumph over me, but and as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity and settest me before thy face forever." And then David didn't stop there. He said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting." Amen and amen. It doesn't matter what kind of hold the enemy has got onto you today. It doesn't matter how strong it might seem he's got you embraced. Folks, I know a man that's able to break asunder the chains that the devil has put on your life. I just got to preach a few more minutes. Because you see, I know this. The devil had me bound one day. And all these that are saved, he had them bound. But folks, the man who I'm preaching about today, not only can take care of these little problems, but folks, he took care of the biggest problem we ever had. And that we were headed to a devil's hell. But praise God, the Lord spoke and the chains fell off. He set us free, and I've never been restless about having to die and go to hell. Oh. Never have I had to worry about that. Yes, I've had my bumps and bruises in this life, but I've never had to worry about dying and going to hell, because God set me free. Oh, he'll set you free if you'll just follow your heart today. One more verse, Rob, if you would. Just follow your heart this morning. God wants you to be at rest. He wants you to have that joy that Sister Tara spoke about. He wants that time of restlessness to be chased out of your life. Would you follow your heart? Yes. Oh, only God can do it for you this morning. Only God can help you. Yes, come on home to the Lord God of Israel. Come on home and let Him save you and give you that rest. Yes. Open wide thine arms of love. Yes. Yes. The Bible says that David said it like this. Talking about this rest, he said, "Therefore there remaineth a day of rest to the children of God." And I know we can take that in that days out there in the future, Billy, when we cross over. But how many of you have experienced that day of rest on this side? The word of the Lord will speak to you. And it seemed like all the troubles Not even just the troubles. Can I preach it like this? Even the shadows of trouble are chased off. And the sun shines so bright on your life. God will give us rest if we will just go before Him. Confess our sins and our faults, our failures, and ask Him to help us in our day of trouble. We've got so many people facing so many different things. And sometimes I know you're just like me. Just when you think that it can't get any more, something else will come along. And then I hear that song that Villa sings, when my heart gets so restless. I start singing that song every once in a while. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my soul? What would I do without Him? And I'm trying to find a hushing place. But every time my phone rings, I think, Lord, who's in trouble now? Jim's got that one call, and I thank God for that. But every time I see that Jim is called, I think another home is in trouble. Another life is in jeopardy. And my soul gets so restless, Sister Violet. And then like yesterday, I believe it was, when it comes on, it reminds us to bring canned foods for those that are hungry. You know what I find myself doing? And I know their need is great, but I say, thank you, Lord, that all the sheep are okay. Thank you, Lord, that you've watched over them. And that you protected them another day. Because you see, I'm not the shepherd, Kenny Banks. I'm just a little under-shepherd. I'm limited on what I can do. But the great shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. He watches over all of his sheep. And when trouble comes, I can see him out there with his staff, gently leading them into the sheepfold. Oh. Because he knows that the enemy is coming to bring harm, but he's there to watch over you. That even in the midst of the storm, we can find rest because we have the Lord watching over us. I'm thankful for what I felt today. Thankful for the songs in this word. Not because it's not my word, it's His word. Because my soul's been restless also. And I needed some rest. You know what? I feel like Tom Metcalf this morning. I feel like I could walk out the doors and whoop the devil or go bear hunting with a switch today. People say, how can you do that? Because you see, my rest has been restored. Trouble may come in the next hour, but as right now, I'm at rest with God, knowing that we've come here today, we've worshiped Him, we've heard the songs of praise, and I heard some of y'all, while the singers were singing, I heard some of y'all singing along with them. People say, how could I sing in such a bad time? Yeah. Folks, that's a time to lift up your voice with all that lies within you. I heard some of you praising the Lord. You say, well, how can I praise Him with all that my soul is and with this restlessness that's there? David said, even in the midst of my restlessness, I'm going to call upon the God that brought our fathers through their great troubles. Because you see, Larry talked about this in Sunday school classes, one of them all close. There are people that gives examples to us and teaches us things that stays with us all of our lives. One thing I know about being raised in church, that no matter what we go through, there's a brother or sister that's already gone through it. And based upon their testimony and the Word of God, I know I can make it because the Lord did it for them. And God loves you and I no more, no less than He loved them. And if He did it for them, He'll do it for us. Somebody say amen. Because you need the confirmation on your own life that the devil is not going to get the victory. You say, well, he's taking our loved ones into eternity. If they left here with Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the devil did not get the victory.
That's right.
They got a promotion. They defeated him because the Bible says that the last thing that has to be defeated is death itself. And once death has been defeated, did not the writer say, "Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory?"
Right.
Because you see, the grave is not a place for a child of God.
Right.
It's just a place to spend the night. Oh, somebody say joy is coming in the morning. When the trump of God sounds, declaring that time shall be no more. The joy is coming to every one of us. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Amen.
And He's good all the time. Even in our times of restlessness, God is good to us if we'll just follow Him. I pray that you'll take this with you. And that you'll help me by saying, "God, help me to carry a burden for a brother or sister. Help me." Yes, we've all got our share of things that cost us to lose our rest. But folks, when I look at what others are going through, I think, "Lord, my causes are nowhere near as great as what theirs are. And can I help them in some way?" You say, "Well, how can I help them?" Sometimes, Sister Mary, the best thing we can do is take them before God in prayer.
Right.
Saying, "Lord, help my sister, help
Amen.
My brother,
yeah.
help that family, help that life to see that they have you as their Lord and Savior and you can give them the victory."
Yeah.
I've enjoyed being in the house of God this morning. I could have preached about another hour, I think, if the preacher would have stayed on the scene. But I'm glad I got enough sense to know that when the preacher leaves, it's time to hush.
Yeah.
It's time to quit. This might have been strange service for some folks, but this kind of service is I enjoy it because it's not up to you and I to orchestrate it. I'm glad every once in a while God comes along and upsets our apple cart and shows us who's boss. And He is boss today. God bless you. I'm going to close the service. We're not going to go any further. Service is over. All right? God's done all that He can do. And you say, "Well, God can do everything." God can only work where people will allow Him to work.
Yeah.
And when God brings His word and people don't follow, God moves on.
Right.
Now He'll come back with us, but I pray He comes back and visits you. That you've not gone beyond the time that God has given you, allotted you to call upon His name for the help that you need today in your life. We're going to ask Jim.
Can I say a word, Brother Roger? I don't take up all the time.
You follow.
I'm 73 years old, and I've had a lot of trouble, seems, in the last few years. But I entertained the thought this week, hanging my heart upon the willow.
Yes.
You look at the face of a man that used to get up at 4:10 every morning, 10 after 4, used to preach 20, 30 revivals a year, got by on 3 or 4 hours sleep for many, many years.
Yes.
Traveled many miles. My wife used to lay my clothes out on the bed during all those years, and I'd come home, she'd fix my food while I was eating. I'd take a shower, she'd lay my clothes out. Sometimes if we were driving a long ways to revive, I'd have eat in the car, and she'd drive while I ate, and then I'd take over again, get home. A lot of times, I've thought about this, a lot of times, people ask me to go to the hospital, we'd be well, someplace in revival, 10 o'clock at night. We'd go see those people because back then, ministers could just get in any time they wanted to. So we'd go see those people, and we'd get home, she'd say, "Honey, you better get a couple hours sleep, you gotta go back to work." That went on for years and years. I believe at one time in my life, Brother Roger, I was giving all that I had to the Lord. I believe that. But I entertained the thought, it's funny that I got up and read about the children of Israel hanging their hearts on the willows. What we need to do this morning is ask ourselves a very important question. Why were they hanging their hearts on the willows? What were those willows doing down in that desert land?
Yeah.
How did they grow?
Yeah.
What brought that all about? And I thought about that this morning. I'll tell you, I have no excuse for ever entertaining that. too old, I just quit. But I want to say this morning, I really appreciate that God give me the strength to get up and come to church this morning.
Amen.
And what I've heard.
Amen.
And I have been awful restless. And I know that you folks know that we lost a son.
Yes.
Beautiful boy that had a heart of love. And I still look at his Bible. He riddled 3 or 4 Bibles, I mean. And I look at that, and I'm sorry that he's gone, but there's more grief in my heart this morning. I think a lot of people think that when they see somebody cry, that they're crying over their children. Why do they cry over my children, and I cry over your children?
Yes.
But the biggest worry that I have in my heart this morning, and this is the truth, I'm afraid that if God's people who are called by his name will not turn back to the God in heaven and seek his face and begin to pray, I'm afraid we're going to lose our nation.
Yeah.
Now, you can say that can never happen, but God said a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Right.
And children, unless there's some coming together of our nation, unless people begins to believe. I told the teacher this morning, your Sunday school teacher, we have eyes to see and see God. We have ears to hear and hear God. There's things I'll never figure out. Just like over in Galatians, it said that God preached the gospel to Abraham.
Yes.
I said and asked myself, how could have God preached the gospel to Abraham? Christ didn't come into this world 2,500 years after Abraham, but with prayer, God will let you understand how God preached the gospel to Abraham. And I said something else. I've been a Bible thumper all my life. I don't know if I've read the Bible through 100 times. Perhaps I have. But here a few years ago, I was sitting and looking in the Bible, and over in the 11th chapter of Matthew, I found something that startled me, that caused me to do some study, and I thought a lot about this. It said that God began, over in the 11th chapter of Matthew, you can read it yourself, to upbraid the cities wherein his most mighty works were done.
Yeah.
That was Bethany, Chorazin, and of course, where he lived there, where he called his homeland. That's where his mightiest works was done. And I said, well, God, I've been reading this Bible for a long time, and you mean places where you only mention 1 or 2 times in the Bible where most of your work was done?
Yes.
It was because God said it was.
Yes.
But we have the Judea ministry. We have what God did in Samaria.
Yes.
We have those ministries to look at. The Galilean ministry, we have that. God did these things. We need to believe what God said.
Amen.
People, I ask you to pray for me. I need your prayers, and I ask you to pray for me. I'm just not wallowing in pity over my son, but I'm suffering over this nation and how far. Somebody said this morning, I believe it was the brother here, was talking about going back to his hometown.
Yeah.
Wasn't the same? And the first thing that came to my mind was there. In the 6th chapter of Jeremiah, I picked it up and looked at it again, the verse of Scripture. Stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, where it is a good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. And I thought about that. What was the old path? The old path was God's way. God's way, that's what it was. And so, I'm glad. You can call it an old path if you want to, but it's God's way. It's new every day because it's God's way. And so that's the way that this nation needs to go. So I thank the Lord this morning, and I ask you to pray for me. I hope and pray that I never, in my mind, entertain the thought that I hang my heart on the will. There's no need to do that. Israel would not have had been made fun of and mocked and would have hanged their hearts there. In fact, they would have never been in Babylon if they had obeyed God.
That's right.
They had obeyed God. So I need your prayers. I thank the Lord. Yeah. I think somebody might have misrepresented something I said here a few weeks ago when I congratulated Roger. But Roger knows me well enough to I know that when he preaches, it's not him. He's just yielding his body to the preacher.
Amen. Amen.
And I want to clarify that. Roger's just a man like me. I love him. He is a blessing to me. I remember him a long time ago. In fact, I can remember him when I didn't think, know whether he'd make it or not. But God had taken him. God had stood him up. And God is helping him. The heads around the fence where the vacancies are today, I thank God. Like the Bible said, John the Baptist had to diminish. And I'm glad that us older ones, as we diminish and go on, God has raised up men that will still preach under the leadership of the Spirit of God. God is Spirit.
Yes.
And except God ordains anything, it's of no value to anybody. So I thank the Lord this morning. And I need your prayers. I'm gonna get my harp back off of that willow tree. I'm not gonna hang it up. I'm gonna pick it back up. I should do. We all should do what we should do, because Roger touched on the essence of the most important thing this morning. We have got people that's lost, and if we don't do something about that pretty soon, they're going to leave this world unprepared to stand before God, and they're going to be turned away. And it's up to us to do whatever that God will help us to do to lead them to the Lord. And we need to get busy about our Father's business. I thank the Lord. And I thank God this morning that you brought you, that you yielded to the messenger again, and he brought a message that we can take home with us, and it can bless our soul. And it can make things look a lot better when we believe what God said about this whole thing. Well, I thank the Lord this morning.
Amen.
I thank the Lord. You can still go to old time on for praying. I thank the Lord for that. I told people, I said, my wife is shout. I don't care. She used to shout at people's eyes, get big as silver dollars, so they can't look at it. That don't bother me. I've never been able to shout, but I tell you, one day I will. Somebody said, well, he paved the streets with gold. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. They're solid gold.
We walked out on one of these days, and I know I'll get a shout. I'm standing praying. Bless the Lord.